Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Part of the research is complete. Another phase is just beginning, says UK Extension turf specialist Greg Munshaw. He's been examining a new, smaller clover variety to see if it could be used in home landscapes to reduce the need and expense of nitrogen fertilizers. He describes the look of the new varieties.
They're considered small clovers or small statured clovers and have names like micro clover and mini clover. So they're not as conspicuous in the lawn as these big old weedy clovers have been. That's exciting because we don't necessarily want to see a non-uniform lawn when we look at a lawn, and these new smaller ones may help with that.
So they do naturally fix nitrogen, as clover does, but in an existing turf lawn look better than taller traditional clovers.
Up until the 1950s, all grass seed sold in this country was sold with clover in it because of the benefit of the nitrogen fixation. There's free nitrogen delivered from the clover to the lawn so we don't have to fertilize.
Adding the micro clover in a bluegrass or tall fescue lawn worked well, about a half pound of seed to 1,000 square feet.
The best treatment we saw was that scalping. Just set the mower as low as possible and then scatter the seed out and then just make sure that it's watered, and we did it. We had great success with getting clover to establish.
Micro clover seed is now available at lawn and garden stores. He thinks it's worth a look. Next, pollinator impact. We'll be right back.
Oh, the food at this party is to die for. Look at all the choices. I could fill up my plate with just this chicken. Where did they get all this fabulous food?
We're the Turners from McLean County, Kentucky.
It does make you have a sense of pride when we see our poultry in the store with our name on it.
It's a product we enjoy ourselves.
Always been taught we're not here just to get it done, we're here to do it right.
We're a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
UK Extension turf specialist Greg Munshaw has been pleased with research so far on microclovers that may work well in existing lawns.
They're smaller for sure, and so you see them, but you don't see them as much, so the clover leaves aren't as noticeable just because they're about half the size.
Clovers, it's suspected, are far better at attracting pollinators than a plain turf lawn. The next research phase will quantify that.
The research is actually pretty exciting because never before has anybody looked at, well, can we make the entire landscape pollinator-friendly? And it, of course, won't work for a situation where there's kids playing in the yard because we don't want a lot of bees that could potentially sting kids in a situation like that. But any other place, or parks even, this is certainly a possibility.
He says it's very easy to work the microclover into existing turf and can be done about any time of the year. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.